Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for Awareness of Sin by Mary Sutherland. If you hide your sins, you will not succeed. If you confess and reject them, you will receive mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The first time we commit a sin, it is painful. We are filled with remorse and mourn the fact that we have grieved the heart of God. But regret is not enough when it comes to dealing with sin. Unless we confess and turn away from that sin, we are likely to commit it again. If we allow sin to settle into our life and refuse to confess it, that sin eventually hardens our heart and builds spiritual calluses in our soul. When we become comfortable with our sin, we are walking in enemy territory and setting ourselves up for spiritual failure and discouragement. The good news is that Jesus understands human frailty. He is well acquainted with temptation and the tactics of Satan. Jesus gave his life as a ransom for our sin, and he paid our sin debt in full. But if we confess our sins, he will forgive our sins, because we can trust God to do what is right. He will cleanse us from all the wrongs we have done. 1 John 1:9. This verse was written to believers as an encouragement to deal with sin and a promise that when we do so, God is faithful to forgive us and to clean up the mess that sin has caused. We are not perfect, just forgiven. God is very serious about sin. We should be as well. Set aside time each day to pray and study His Word. Ask the Holy Spirit to make you aware of every sin that stands between you and God. Confess that sin. Choose against it and walk on in His power and forgiveness. Ask yourself the following questions. What sin do I need to confess right now? Why have I held on to this sin? What effect has this sin had on my life? What changes do I need to make in order to turn from my sin? Do I really believe that God can and will forgive this sin? Why? Why not? Father, do not let me ever forget the price you paid for my sin. Thank you for the forgiveness and freedom you purchased with your death on the cross. Bring swift awareness and conviction when I sin. Give me the strength and power to deal with and turn from the sin in my life. For your glory and in your name I pray. Amen.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app, or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.